Vayter in Shas, we are in Daf Vav, picking it up on Vav Amud Aleph, four lines down, Tanu Rabbanan. Let's talk about the idea of rain. We know we have something going Yoreh U'Malkosh. We say it in Shema every single day. V'nasati mitaretzechem bito Yoreh U'Malkosh, the earlier rains and the later rains. Now the Gemara wants to know, what exactly is the meaning of these words? And then we're going to see various different answers, and then we're going to try to see whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. We're going to learn one from the other, and the other from the one, and then one back from the other. You'll see what I mean when we do it. Here we go. Tanu Rabbanan, Yoreh is the first rains that we spoke about yesterday. Shemoreh Sabrios. What does it mean? Moreh means like the word Torah, Horah. It teaches and it warns and it gets ready the people. La'atiach kago, say them to go ahead and to plaster the roofs to make sure rain can't come in. V'lahachlis is perusein, to bring all the fruits in. V'lasas kol tzarchem, and do everything they need. Get ready, winter is coming. Davar acher, well, like that's what Yoreh is from the lashon of Horah, to teach, to instruct. Like the word Torah means instruction. Right, so we say, what is Torah? It's instruction manual, how we live our life. Or Davarach, another answer, Shemirave, lashon of Mirave El Sa'aretz, what happens, it goes there and it fills up the land, which means it gets filled with it gets saturated with water. Mashke ad tahom, and it goes and it gets filled up all the way to the depths. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Tilomel Rave Nachas Gedudea Berevivim Timogea Simcha Tivarech. By saturating its furrows, you will pleasure to its, you bring pleasure to its bands. You show with showers, you soften it, it grows, its growth you bless. Okay, davar acher, another explanation is Yoreh is she yored benachas, that it comes down gently. Veinu yored bezaf, it doesn't come down with crazy intensity. Rashi explains that five lines down, first word, she yored benachas, ahachi machshma yored ke'odim shemor letamidav benachas. Someone who goes and teaches their student very gently, d'chsev divrei chachamim benachas nishmaim. The words of the sages, they are heard when they're spoken gently. Inami, another answer is, what does it mean? Is that Lashon Chetz, Yoreh HaHolich B'Yosher. It's like an arrow that goes and shoots straight. Ve'eno Nota L'Kan, L'Kan doesn't go in any direction other than that. Lashon Acher, Shemeskavin La'aretz Ve'eno Yored B'Zaf B'Sifri. And it goes down to the land, it doesn't come down with intensity. Ve'eno Yored B'Zaf. O'eno Ela, now the Gemara says, hold on one second. So we're saying everything here is like positive. Maybe it's actually negative. O'eno Yoreh, maybe it means El She Mashir Saperos, that it comes in it. It shakes up the fruits. It makes the fruits fall off the tree. Rashi says maybe it's a negative lashon. Until now we said it's really benachas, it's gentle. But maybe what it means is a lashon of klala, says Rashi, right next to us. Right? Kamo yore yore. She shover akol, breaks everything. O lashon chitza yore. V'alchi mash mekor. This is what the pasuk saying. V'ayim shamo atishmu amasasai. V'yam lav v'nesati mitar tzchemi yore lera. Maybe it means something bad. Milsa ba'almahu v'orcha debraisa l'misni gaigatma. So it means what happens? It goes ahead and it's meishir perisei. Rashi says, sha'odan be'ilon, the stuff is still in the tree. You can go in a srogim or rimonim like an esrog or a pomegranate. Oh, sofi de'inim are the dates at the end. The dates that are still there. So maybe something which is negative that we just said. That what does it mean now? Oh, in all the yore ela shemashir as aperos umashtif as a zrayim, and it goes and it washes away all the seeds. Umashtif is a ilonos, and it washes the trees, like the small trees get washed away. Tamid lomer, malkush. Therefore, it says, Yoreh umalkush. And malkush, my malkush, the bracha, just like the word malkush is the bracha. Rashi says, Shi'i efshel adorsho, l'shaber granos, l'asir peros, she'enim etsuyim ba'osa perik. The rain of malkush is not, the stuff is not there when the rain of malkush shows up. V'yat ha'yochel adorsho, el'atov, it's gotta be good. She'yoreh ala melilos, v'alakoshin umale, as a tavua bekash. It ends up doing something which is actually very good. So afyor lebracha. So now it's back to the Gemara. Tamid lomer malkush, my malkush lebracha, afyor lebracha. So it's something good. So the Gemara, who says? O eno malkush el shemapil sabante. Maybe the malkush is bad because it knocks down houses. It huffs and it puffs and it blows it down. Right? Something which is actually a klala itself. Umeshaber seilos. It breaks the trees. Umailas a sequoyim, and it brings up sequoyim, which is a type of Arabe, right? She says, a type of locust. So it's bad. Tamid lomer yoreh. Therefore, we have the word yoreh. So malkush, which you're thinking maybe is bad, no, it's got to be good because of the word yoreh before it. My yoreh lebracha, just like yoreh is for bracha, av malkush lebracha, so too malkush for bracha also. Frank the Gemara, what? But we learned yoreh is good because of malkush is good. But you can't then learn that malkush is good because yoreh is good. But yoreh gufa minal, and having yoreh itself, that it's good. Tichsev, because of pasuk says.
in Yoel. U'bnei Tzion gilu v'simchu b'Hashem elukeichem. And the children of Tzion, be happy and joyful in Hashem your God. Ki nosan lechem es ha-mora l'tzedaka. Because he gave you mora for tzedaka. So we see the lashon there is coming in tzedaka, which is clearly a positive thing. Rashi says, alma yore l'tova. You see that clearly this is good. V'yored lechem geshem mora u'malkush b'rishon. And he brought rain, yore and malkush, in the first month. So we see that clearly, we see from here that Yore is bracha, therefore Malkush is bracha as well. Now, we had mentioned the concept that Yore is in Marcheshvan, and that Malkush is in Nisan. Now the Gemara wants to ask about that. Tanur Rabbanan, Yore ben Marcheshvan, which is around, right after Sukkot, and Malkush ben Nisan, which is right around Pesach time. Ata Omer Yore ben Marcheshvan, Malkush ben Nisan. Is that true? O Eino Ella Yore b'Tishrei. Why are you saying that Yore is Marcheshvan? Maybe it's in Tishrei, which is right before Marcheshvan. Umalkush be'ir, and it's talking about that which is in ears. Rashi says that the stuff is still out in the fields. Talmud Lomer be'ito. Mean it comes to possibly tell you in its time, which means when is the best time that's going to be for it? And the best time is going to be for it is Marcheshvan and Nisan. Well, we dealt with Yore. What's Malkosh? Malkosh, oh, we have a few different answers. Amar Rav Nihiloi bar Idi Amar Shmuel, Davar Shemal Kashyusein Shel Yisrael, something which is Mal, which circumcises, literally, the hardness of Bnei Yisrael. Rashi explains that when it doesn't come down, the second rains, then Chosin Yisrael B'tshuva, U'mis'an, and they fast, Osin Sitkos, and they do Tzedakos, they do good things. So therefore we say it's Mal, they're Kashyus, they circumcise the hardness, they become soft. The very small time, he said, "Davar shema mali tavua b'kasheha." It fills up with tavua, with grain, the stalks. But masnisa tana, that's what the rain does. Masnisa tana, davar sheyorid ala melilos velakashin. Something comes down on the melilos. A melilo is literally an ear, not like you listen with, but the outer shell of different grains. Velakashin, and on the stalks. We are about to now break down this idea when the pasuk says that we say again in Shema every day, "Vinasati mitaret zechem biito yore umalkosh." So we said yore is Marcheshvan, malkosh is going to be in Nisan. Now yore itself, as we're going to touch upon, is actually three different times. There were yore is the first rains, but the first rains at three different rains. It rained at a certain date, and then a few days later another date, and then a few days later another date. We're going to see a three-way machlokas as per when exactly those dates were. With that intro, let's jump in. Tanur Rabbanan, Yore b'Marcheshvan u'Malkosh b'Nisan. Ata Omer Yore b'Marcheshvan o'Eina Ela b'Chodesh Kislev. Maybe it's actually in Kislev, which is a drop lower, which we're going to see. Rashi says is one of the opinions. Tamad Lomer b'Ito Yore u'Malkosh. That it should be in its time. Yore u'Malkosh. Ma Malkosh b'Ito, just like Malkosh is Nisan, which is in its time, so too Yore, af Yore b'Ito, so too Yore is in its time also, which is in Marcheshvan. Says the Gemara, Tanya Yidach, and now we see the three different opinions. Yore b'Marcheshvan u'Malkosh b'Nisan. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim, they say Yore b'Kislev. Said, now Yore can also fall out in Kislev. As we're going to see now. Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim? I'm Rav Chista, Rabbi Yossi, here's Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, Ezohi Revia Rishona. What is the first Revia? A Revia, like we mentioned before, and we're going to see this on Amud Beis, is one of the three Yoreds. Yore, first rains, has three different rains, and the first one, second one, and third one, each one is called a Revia. So Ezohi Revia Rishona. What is the first Revia that comes down? Which is the first Zman? Habakira b'shlosha b'marcheshvan. Bakira means Rishona, the first one. That's known as is Marcheshvan. And that's, Beninus b'shivabo. First one is on the third of Marcheshvan. Beninus, the second one, the middle one, is b'shivabo. It's on the seventh, so 4 days later. And Afela, the late one, is b'shiva asarbo. It's 10 days after that, which on the 17th. Divrei Rabbi Meir, as I guess it's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Shiva, Uve Yud Zayin, Uve Esrim, V'Shalosh, on the 7th, the 17th, and the 23rd. He moves it over a drop. Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'Yud Zayin, Uve Esrim, V'Shalosh, U'Shlosha, Uber Shchodesh Kislev. That's Rabbi Yossi. That's where you have Kislev coming in. V'cheinai Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Eina yichidim is anin." We know that if there wasn't rain that would fall at any of the three of them, then they would go ahead and they would have fast days that would come up. We're going to see that also in a few blot. If you don't start fasting, this is going to come up on the Yud until Rosh Chodesh Kislev shows up. And those are the Chachamim that we mentioned before in that brisa that it says Kislev. Amar of Chisra, of Chisra says, Halacha Krab Yossi. The Halacha goes like Rav Yossi. Who he says that it's, of course, in Rav Cheshvan, but it starts Rav Cheshvan and it goes until Kislev. It's the 17th, the 23rd, and then the 1st of Kislev. He came along and he taught what he said in the following lashon. On the 3rd of Rav Cheshvan, they go ahead and they ask for rain. That's when we start saying the same talamot levracha. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shivabo. He says, no, on the 7th that you do it. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, halacha Rabbi Gamliel. The halacha goes like Rabbi Gamliel. Two different ways of learning Rav Chista. Very different. First, we said that Rav Chista said that halacha goes like Rabbi Yossi. And now we're saying that it goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, that it's on the 7th, which falls out to be like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda that we mentioned before, that it was in the 7th, the 17th and the 23rd. Now ask the Gemara. Kaman azlahad detanya. We're going to bring a brisa right now. We're going to try to figure out this brisa goes in court in whose world. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Gishamim sheyardu shiva yamim ze achar ze. If you have rain that goes for 7 days in a row, atamona behen revir rishona ushnia ushlishas. You have the opportunity to go ahead that it follows, that it cuts through all three revias, the first, the second, and the third. Keman, who does that go like? Kirab Yossi, goes like Yossi. Rabbi Hananel explains that we're talking about that 7 full 24-hour period, so it comes out to be that if it starts raining on the 23rd and the day of the 23rd, that means it's following. Remember, Yossi says the 17th, the 23rd, and the 1st. So if it started raining, let's say right before the 23rd halachically, then it rained through from the 23rd until the new month, a 7-day period that ends up getting the 1st revia, the 2nd revia, and the 3rd revia. The other opinions, they have too much of a break between them, 10-day period, etc., that it's not going to work out. So that's got to be working in the world of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Chista, halachic Rabbi Yossi. Now, we said before, Chista says halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. 17th, 23rd, and the first day of Kislev. Zakta Gemara. We're going to see now, there's nafka mina snow when the first rain is and snow when the last rain is. But when's the middle rain? In other words, he's talking about the Revir, Rishona, Shnia, and Shlisha. So obviously talking about all of these are Yoret, right, in Mar Cheshvan or leading up to Kislev. Bishlam Revir, Rishona. I understand when it comes to Revir, Rishona. Rashi says, bottom, second to last line, last words in line, Mikan ve'elich. From there on, we start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha. Lishol, so that I get to have to know when it is the Revir Rishona. I also understand, says the Gemara, Shlishis Lisanas. I've known the third one is to know when to start fasting. Rashi says, Shim Lordu, Lo Yogdu Shamim, Adzman Revir Shlishis, Afilu Pam Achas, Misanan Echidim, Sheni Vachamishi Sheni. They start fasting the Monday, Thursday, Monday, following it if it only starts raining about the third one. So then I get for in terms of fasting. But Shnia Lamai, what do I have to know when the middle rain is, the middle Revir? Rav Zera, Linidarim, it falls into the category of Nidarim, as we learned in a Bra, in a Meditanan, learned in a Mishnah Nidarim. Beep, turn the page, Vavim a base. Hanoder ad Hagishamim. If somebody says, I'm not going to get any benefit of something, ad Hagishamim, until the rains, plural. Or they say, Mishayerdu Hagishamim, or from when the rain starts falling, then I'm not going to get enough from something. Then we know that the Isser comes into play by the second Revia. Only once you reach the second one is it called Gishamim, and that's when everything takes effect, one way or the other. Rav Zvid Amar, he says, you know what the Nafkamin is? Lizesim, as it comes, it's relevant for Zesim, for olives. The Tananas, we learned in a Mishnah in Peya. We are very familiar, we have seen before, that there are a number of different ideas that come with the field. When a person is collecting their crops in their field, that there's a certain parts of the crops that are left for poor people. The poor people got first dibs, they can go and get them. And if they don't get them, if they give up and they're miyayish, and they give up hope and they stop collecting it, so then anybody can come and take from it. And we're going to try to figure out when exactly that point in time comes. So, says the Mishnah, the Tanan, we're looking at the Mishnah. When is it true that any person let have leket, shicha, and peah? Leket means that when a person is collecting all the stuff in the field, then let's say you have one or two of the stalks that they're collecting, they fall. that is left for the anim. You don't pick it up. Shikha means that you forgot it there. You went to collect, but then you left over. You forgot it there. That too goes to the aniyim. And then we have what's last, at least we mentioned, known as peah. Peah is that we know that at one of the corners of the field you have to leave in order for the aniyim to take. So when it could be any person come along and collect from it. Rashi says afilo ashir, even rich people, when the nemushos finish up. Rashi explains, what's the lashon of nemushos? What does that mean? That means lashon mimashmish, mimashish. We got a letter on the scene. All right, Devar. It's a lotion of like checking with their hands. So that means that we reference right now, we understand that to mean the people that go through the field in a way that they check every inch of it. What happens once the nemushos have passed through it? Rashi says, at that point, all the other anim in the world give up hope that they're going to see, they're going to find anything, because they know that any leket, shikha, or peah that was there, the nemushos have taken it because they're very, very thorough. The peret uva olulos, what about when it comes to peret and ololos, which are two more things that you have to leave for the aniyim. One is peret, is if you have grapes that fall while you're collecting it, and ololos are if you have these types of grapes that don't end up growing so well. They end up getting like messed up a little bit. That true, that as well has to be left. So peret of ololos, mishiyelchu aniyim bekerem viyavo. When the aniyim walked through the field, and then they came back, and did it again. And now maschi daitayo aniyim, then they never going to give up hope for it. Bizasim, what about Isaiah when it comes to the idea of collecting, when they want to go and collect the stuff of shikha peo when it comes to olives? That is the cutoff point. Meaning at that time, that's when we assume that everything was already got. Rashi says, when the second rain comes, at that point, everything is taken. Therefore, you can go ahead and you can go and collect the zesim. My nemushos, what does it mean when it says the nemushos? Ask the Gemara. It's talking about old people that walk with canes. Rashi says, holchim benachas, they walk slowly. They look even more. So we see this is like a type of cane. It's people that go and collect after they go and collect. Rashi says it means ani molich beno acharif. He brings his son with him who walks after him. From then on, the other aniyim, they don't even show up to go and collect anymore because they know that the kid is picking up everything after him. Rav Papa gives another nafkamina. He says, "Kedila halich b'shvili harishus." Now, when people go into different towns, you can't just walk through somebody's field. You could ruin their goods. You could ruin their produce. However, the Chachamim set up that you are allowed to go through the fields at a certain time. This is actually the Chacham Yoshua actually set this up. The Gemara of Avakama that you're allowed to go through the fields as long as there's nothing over there. Damar Mar, as we're going to see, when was that? Damar Mar, Halchin Kol Adam B'Shvili Rishus. Anyone can go through B'Shvili Rishus, the permitted path. So you can walk to someone's field. Ad Shetera Devirashnia, until the second rainfall, because by the second rainfall, then it's be usher, because at that stage is when things start to grow. Rashi says, Shemikan Ba'elich Gedela Tavua. It starts to grow over there, and then it's going to be bad for the stuff if people start to walk over it. But again, another Nafkamina. How about this? One of Nachma Yitzhak Omar, he comes, he says, Nevair Perishvias. This is in order to go and get rid of Perishvias. We are now lucky enough to be part of a Shemitah year, and we know that you're allowed to go ahead and use the produce that's on Shvias. You have to be very careful with it, but until when can you use it? You have to get rid of it at some point. It's not, as we learned on the Mishnah, Shvias, Admas, Aineni, Besorfin. Until when are you allowed to go ahead and get Hanah from it? You're allowed to burn it. Betevin of Akashel Shvias, the stuff which grew in Shvias, the straw. Ad Shetirid of Yerushona, until the second rain of the eighth year. That's when you get rid of it. My time off was the pshat. Why do you have to go ahead and get rid of it? The pasuk says, Vilivahemetecha lachaya shevaretzecha. And it's for your animals and for your animals that are in your land. A behemoth and a chayo, one's domesticated, one's undomesticated. Now, why are we going comparing it? We say, as long as you have the chaya, the undomesticated one that's eating in the field, you can go and feed your domesticated animal in your house, you can go and give it the Shemitah stuff. But if the stuff gets finished up for the chaya and the sada, then at that stage, you have to go and also get rid of the stuff that's in your house. That's that you're giving to your behemoths in your house. You got to get rid of it as well. Rashi says that when the stuff in the field that's for the chayas, by the second rainfall, when the stuff starts falling over, it ain't tevin v'kash besados shagshama mosen osozevel. The rain, the second rain, turns it into manure, and it can't be used for food anymore, and therefore you gotta get rid of it in the house as well. And that's a second rainfall, another nafkamina. Now, we've been talking about this idea of revia over and over again, that we have the yoreh, umalkosh. In yoreh, we have three different rainfalls, and we understood revia as a rainfall. Amar Rabbo, my lashon revia. What is this lashon? Where does it come from? Davar sheroveh es hakarka. It's something which goes through, which breaks through the ground. Kid Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda says, I'm Rav Yehuda. Mitzra ba'ila da'arrohu. Rain is the husband of the land. Isn't that lovely? Shenamar is the pasuk says, ki ka'asher yirid ha'geshem ha'shelug min ha'shamayim. Like the rain comes down and the snow from the heavens. V'shama lo yashuv. And it doesn't go back. Kiyim hir ve'es ha'aretz v'olid ha'vetz micha. What does it do? It saturates the earth and makes it bring out food and start to sprout forth things. The holy, the Rashi says, is ki adam shemolid, like a person who gives birth. So we see that that's what's going on here. We're talking about the rain and the husband, and they end up having some sort of kinder. Oh, right. So that's rovea, is that it goes through the ground, and it therefore we understand this is something which is connected to a rainfall. The Amar says, "Revia Rishona, k'dei sheterid bekarka tefach." The first rain is if it goes down in a way that it goes through the ground, a tefach's value, amount of a tefach. Shnia, the second one, k'dei loguv ba pi chavis. It ends up making the ground so soft that you're able to go ahead and use it to go and be a cover for a barrel. Amar Rav Chista said, "Gishalim sheyardu k'dei loguv ba pi chavis, ein behem mishum v'atzar." Once it reaches that level, you don't have it. You see, they're out of the realm of vi'atzar. When it says in the pasuk that if a person's not doing the right thing, we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, that Hashem's going to stop the rain from coming, vi'atzar, that it's going to be finished. V'charaf Hashem b'chem v'atzar s'shamayim v'lo yamater v'adamah lo sitenis yavula. So clearly, once you get to this point, it's no longer the stage of vi'atzar. Rashi says, ein zeklalo shel v'atzar es ha'shamayim. The Amar of Chista. Rav Chista also said, "Gishamim she'ardu kodem ve'atzar." If rain fell before you said ve'atzar, in other words, before you said Shema, it's time to say Shema, and before you said it, it rained. Ein be'am mishum ve'atzar. Then we also find that it's not true that this is considered that we're being held back. Amar Abaye lo arman kodem ve'atzar de'orta. This is only talking back the ve'atzar of the nighttime. In other words, it rained during the day, and now you're saying ve'atzar in the nighttime. Then it's not considered like, oh no, there's a curse going on. Aval kodem ve'atzar de'tzafra. But if it rained before the morning, in other words, in the evening time, at night it rained, and then you said Shema in the morning, it doesn't mean that you're out of Vyatzar. Yeshba Mishum Vyatzar, it still is Vyatzar, because the rain in the evening time, that's not good. The one in the night, when it rains during the day, it's good. When it rains during the night, Lav Dafka, that it's good. Rav Yehuda Bar Yitzchak, he says, Hani Anani de Tzafra, the morning clouds, if you have these clouds that appear in the morning, Les Mu Mashasha, they don't really have Mamasha, so it doesn't really do anything for us. Rashi says, V'ein Shenasin, V'ein Shenasin Misbareches, and it's not something which is considered like a blessing. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Ma'aselecha Ephraim, what can I do for your Ephraim? Ma'aselecha Yehuda, what can I do for Yehuda? V'chasdechem ka'anan boker. Your chesed, your behavior, your acting is like the cloud of a morning, like a morning cloud. In other words, it's nothing. It's not real. It's not really so good. Rashi says she'im bo mamish. So we find that the rain that happens during the day, that's good, but the stuff that happens before the morning, that's not. Amr, and therefore can still be considered v'atzar. Amr Rilei, Rav Papa Labai says, what are you talking about? V'amr inchi, you know, people say, b'miftach babe mitra, if the rain falls, when Babe, which is a gate, it's like Bava Metzia, Bava Bas, Bava Kama, Bava means a gate, right? So, B'miftach, with the opening of the gates, Mitra, of this rain, in other words, it rains when the gates in the morning, early in the morning, Bar Chamra Moch Sakach Uginei. The Bar Chamra, this is the person who drives the donkeys. You should just put away your stuff and go back to sleep. Why? Because that means that there's so much stuff that came from there. It was such a blessed thing that you're not going to be able to go and sell anything because everyone's going to get it themselves. So we don't need you to be selling it. It's not rare anymore. It's growing like crazy. So it's Gemara Lokasha. Ha de Kater Be'iva, one of them is talking about where it's very, very thick clouds. Rashi says, Im niskashu shamayim ba'anonim ovim, if the heavens get connected with thick clouds, v'lo klushim, ein bo mishum batzar, then it's no longer v'atzar. However, the other ones are de Kater, but ha de Kater ba'anonim, the other one's talking about where the clouds were not they weren't thick. Rashi says, Ye klushim av, ain bo mamish. In such a case, then it's not really considered so chashiv, and that's where the bracha is going to come from, and therefore could be v'atzar. Amar of Yehuda says, Tova l'shaita de teves armalta. It is good for a year when teves is like an is a armalosa, means like an almana, is a widow, meaning that it doesn't rain in the month of teves. Remember, when's teves? Right after Kislev, right after Hanukkah time. Then you have teves. It's good if there's no rain there. Ikadami, some say the lo bairi tarbitze, because then you're not going to have the tarbitze, meaning a place where they're marbitz Torah, the place where they study in the shtag. It's not going to be empty. Lo bairi, it won't be like a bore, like an empty pit, because the roads are good and people are able to travel if it's not wet. Some say because they won't be messed up, the crops, the stuff that in the fields are not going to be messed up from the cold wind that comes. The cold wind that comes at that time only messes it up if it's wet, but if it's not wet, then it's fine. So it's going, Aini, is it really true? It's a good year when Teves, when you find the roads that are all messed up. Rashi says, Minavalta, Shadrachim and Uvulim, Betit, Mepneik Shaman, when, in other words, that it's raining so much that the roads are all messed up and muddy. Lokasha. Ha, da asa mitra meikara. Ha, da la asa mitra meikara. When is it considered as good? It's considered good when you had, in other words, when is it considered good? When there's no rain. See, there's no rain when there was a lot of rain beforehand. And when is it considered that it is good if there's rain? It's considered good if there's rain if there wasn't enough beforehand. V'yamer Rav Chista, another Rav Chista, Geshamim sheyardu al miksas medina. If you have rain that falls in a certain part, a certain area, Val mixes medina lawyer, but another place it doesn't. Ain behemishum atzar. It doesn't fall into the category of yatzar that we're being cursed, that's getting held off. Why? Because you have in one area is enough to be able to go to others. Rashi says the otan shel ksas medina shiar delim gishamim mochin lechem. They're able to sell to other people and they're going to have what to eat. Ain, is it really true? Vaksiv. When the pasuk says, this is in Amos. Vegam. Anochi monati mikem esageshem, and I also held back rain from you. But when there are 3 months to katzir to reap your stuff, v'imtarti al ir achas, and I'm going to bring rain in one city. Val ir achas lo, I'm going to bring in another. Chelka achas timater, one of them is going to be rained upon. And the end of the pasuk says, "V'chelka shelo tantir lativash." I'm not going to go and put on the other one; it's going to be bad for it. So you see that it's no good. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, he says, "Shteim klala." Both of these are for a klala. Both where it rained and where it didn't rain is considered a klala. Says Gemara, "Lo kasha, ha da'asa tuva, ha da'asa kidemi boile." When we said that it's not good if it's like half raining in one, raining one place, not raining another, is whereas the Asatuva, when it rained like crazy, and there was so much rain that it ended up actually messing everything up. Rashi says, Yosimidai, then Shteim Lekola, with a Kola, but Hod Asa Kedemi Barley, when it actually is not going to be considered some sort of Kola, that's when it fell in the amount which is actually good for it, which is necessary. Rashi says, 5 thumbs up, middle round in the line, Ein Bahen Mishum Va'atzar, Shekhtas Medina, Tisapik Lekhtas Medina, the Tispak Lisabin Dina, you're going to be able to have one place is going to give to the other. Amar Avashi, Avashi says, Deganami can also learn this half of the Pasuk, Bichsiv, Timater, which means that Tehe Makam Matar, Shmamina. Timater means where it's really not a good thing because it's a place of rain, the way Rashi puts it. When there's so much rain over there, that Klomer Yosemidai ends up being too much, and therefore that's going to be bad. Shmamina. Okay, now we're going to jump into something we spoke about in brachos way back in the day. Gemara and Daf Nun Dalet that we say when we see rain, there's a bracha we make. You make the bracha of Atov v'hametiv. The Gemara over there then goes on to ask a question. This is all Rashi. We know there's another thing you're supposed to say. Modu manachnu lach Hashem elokein al kol tipa v'tipa sharadat alanu. We thank you on every single drop that falls to us. And the Gemara answers by saying it depends. The one that says, the first bracha we said, Tov v'hametiv, is talking about somebody goes and hears that there's rain that fell. And the other one is when somebody
actually sees it himself. So now the Gemara jumps in and says, Amar Avo, when do we make the bracha over rain? When the chasen comes out to meet the kala. In other words, when it rains in a way that the water starts to meet up with each other, one drop and another, to finally have different streams that come and connect with one another. Thank you for every drop that you gave us. You would finish off with the following. You finish the bracha. If it were that our mouths are full of songs of the ocean and our tongue were as joyous song as a multitude of waves, this is found in Nishmas and Shabbos, until you end up with that part. Blessed is the one who gives most of thanks. So it says Gemara, rovo dos, velo kolodos, only rove of the, only rove and not all. Amarava, ema, kelhodos. You should say kelhodos, amarapapa, hilkach, because it's machlokas. Is it rove or is it kol? Beep, turn the page of Zalan and Aleph, nimrinu lithavai. We end up with both kelhodos, virovodos. We end up finishing with both of them. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.